Welcome to the Lutheran Education Podcast, brought to you by Lutheran Special Education Ministries. In this podcast, we'll explore trends, issues, and events surrounding Lutheran education. In each episode, we'll invite educational experts to shed light on topics that support educators, administrators, and staff. Thank you for listening to LSEM's Lutheran Education Podcast.
Welcome to the Lutheran Education Podcast, sponsored by Lutheran Special Education Ministries. My name is Richard Schumacher. I'm the Director of Programs and Services for LSEM, and I'll be serving as the moderator for today's podcast. Today with me, we have Stacy Heft and Kara Bratton, both from Lutheran Special Education Ministries, to talk a little bit about LSEM and the services that they offer to Lutheran and Christian schools around the country. So, welcome.
Thanks for having us.
All right, so Stacy, if you could just tell us a little bit about yourself, your role at LSEM.
Yes, I am Stacy Heft, and I serve as the president and CEO.
And Kara, your role?
I'm Kara Bratton, and I am the Resource Center Director for LSEM, so kind of in charge of all the special education side of things.
All right. So Lutheran Special Education Ministries, like many things in Lutheran education, one of those best-kept secrets that we all hate to hear but sometimes love to hear as well. Who is LSEM? What is LSEM? Stacy, can you tell us a little bit about LSEM's history, how it got started, and where the ministry is at today?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that we have pretty exciting history that is, like you said, a pretty well-kept secret. Many people would be surprised to find out that we have been in existence for 145 years. And we started as an orphanage in Detroit, and as needs changed in the area, our forefathers noticed that there was a need to serve the deaf community. So at that time, they started a Lutheran school for the deaf in Detroit and served well that community for a long time. People actually were so committed to Lutheran education for their students who had hearing issues that they would send them all across the country to come live here in Detroit. So it's very exciting, and it wasn't until the 70s when legislation changed for students with hearing impairments to have access to instruction in public schools. And at that time, instead of just kind of folding up shop, our very smart forefathers decided that it would be great for us to not just stop our instruction, but to expand it, to continue to serve students with hearing impairments, but also to help improve the instruction within Lutheran schools to serve students with any kind of special learning needs. So that's when LSEM was born.
And so what does the ministry look like today?
Yeah, today we look totally different than we did 145 years ago, obviously, and that's pretty exciting, I think. A lot of times places just kind of find that one thing and they do it well, and then when there's not a need anymore, they just don't exist. But I think that we're constantly striving to find out how can we serve schools better and how can we keep kids in Lutheran schools. So today we are serving kids who have learning disabilities, who have different things that might prevent them from being in, quote, normal classroom. But instead of making kids and their families have to choose between that Christian education that they so desperately want and getting the services that they need, we kind of take that choice away and we say you can actually have both. So getting the help that you need and learning about Jesus is a definite possibility when you work with us.
And Kara, you've had a number of roles with LSEM. I mean, now you're serving as the Resource Center Director, but you kind of come up the ranks starting as a teacher and have experienced those things from a number of different levels. Talk a little bit about some of those roles that you've had as you've come into this current role as the Resource Center Director.
Sure. So as you mentioned, right out of college, I came to work for LSEM with actually only a background in elementary education. I didn't have an interest in special education at the time in college. So I was hired as a resource room teacher to serve in Fort Wayne, Indiana with LSEM. and had absolutely no idea what I was doing. And I say that's what LSEM is really, really good at, because without them, I would still have no idea what I was doing in the classroom, because that community with the other LSEM teachers, the LSEM director at the time, really guided me, showed me hands-on how to work with students, how to help them progress. So I had the support of the teachers at my school where I was teaching, but then I had special ed support from LSEM. So that just really helped jumpstart me into learning more about special ed. That again kind of sent me down the path to get my special ed degree, my master's degree, and then again kind of be where I am as now, working as a director, which I love because I can, again, give teachers the levels of support that I had when I started with LSEM. And I think that that's just invaluable to teachers of any age, to be able to continue learning and having that engagement and resources to be better at special education.
And what are some of those services that LSEM provides to the different school communities that it serves?
So the biggest one and our main one for years has been to provide a teacher at one of our partnership schools that's in the building working with kids. And that looks a number of different ways. In every different school, it looks a little bit different. Every region of the country, it looks a little bit different. Some of our teachers are only there part-time. Some only do consultation. And then some are there 5 days a week, every day, all day that school is going on. So those services might look a little bit different, again, depending on the needs of the school and the needs of that community. We find that it doesn't work very well to just have a program in a box and say, okay, this is what works in every situation for every child, regardless of their needs. So coming into a school, we kind of want to know what those needs are, what the principal, what the leadership, what the teachers are saying those needs are, and then how can our teachers respond to those needs, and then how can we at the National Office and as directors, how can we support that process so that the individual students at that school are getting the attention they need. Just to give you an example, we have a couple programs that are maybe working with 50, 60 different kids every single school day. And then we have programs that the caseload is maybe only 2 to 3 students a day because those students have higher need. So it's really tailored to the needs of the school and the needs of the community. The other thing we do a lot that a lot of schools don't even realize now that we're doing is we will come in, again, as directors, other teachers can do this too, and work with the gen ed teachers in the building to, okay, how can we support kids when they're in our social studies class, when they're in our math class, because the resource teacher can't work with them every hour of the day. So we do a lot of professional development for teachers to work with kids with special needs in their classrooms. We can also do workshops for parents and for the community in even churches and Sunday schools for how can we open our doors to these students, and again, how can we work with them in a variety of settings. So we have the ability to do more than just a teacher in a building. But we always say too, if you have kids with special needs in their building or in the community, talk to us. And we might not be able to provide the final answer, but we can also put you in touch with people who may be better suited to address a situation than we are.
So flexibility is the key then to be able to manage a ministry of this size, of this status with so many different varieties of needs. How do you manage to maintain that level of flexibility? What do you guys do to be able to accommodate the many needs of schools all around the country?
Well, one of the things is internally we have decided that, you know, we are not going to say no right away when people come to us. It just isn't something that we do. We want to look at each situation separately and determine a way that we can help. And as Kara said, we may not be the final answer. We might not have the solution, but we certainly are going to be willing to walk with you on that journey and help you to figure it out, because we want exactly what parents want, what teachers want, and that's to make kids successful in their Lutheran school classrooms. So we travel a lot. We're based here. Our national office is in Farmington Hills, Michigan, which is a suburb of Detroit. But we have programs all over the country, and there are a number of us who travel extensively throughout the year. We take trips to all of our partnership schools. We are in communication with them regularly. We have no problem, you know, dropping things and visiting and helping to be a part of whatever the need is. We have outstanding teachers that we work really hard to hire only the best of the best in our schools, and we're really proud of those teachers, and we know that in all of the areas that they're serving, that they are an extension of exactly what our mission is here in the national office. So flexibility is kind of easy because that's what our teachers are best at, is just kind of going along with whatever the need is of the hour or the minute for that matter. So it's right. Kind of the name of the game here.
Now, you had mentioned resource rooms as being kind of the main facet of LSCM and the partnerships that they have with schools. What other services can be provided to churches and schools through LSCM?
So one of the services we've had for a few years now are our ICAN programs, which are after-school and or summer programs that typically, with our history, have run out of churches. So we partner with a church to kind of, again, reach out into the community and, you know, work with more than just the kids in our own Lutheran circles. But those might be kids in more of an inner city situation, don't have a reliable place to go after school or during the summer. So those programs, just like our school programs, can look very differently, but they do have an academic component. Some of them have homework completion types of activities. But also the main part of what we want to focus on with the partnership with the church is that there's a pastor involved. So the pastor comes in, does devotions, and is hands-on with the kids too. And that's really, we feel, important in the community, because a lot of these kids that are coming to the ICAM programs don't have a home church. So one, it allows them a safe place to go, and if they run into issues, they know that that pastor will be there for them, and that if the family is looking for a church, they're welcome with open arms into that community as well. The other kind of program we've seen on the rise quite a bit is preschool. And we've seen that there seems to be more of a need in different areas of the country for kids with a variety of special needs not being able to handle typical preschool situations, even public school preschool. Sometimes the families are asked to leave, or they're kind of referred that, oh, maybe this place would be better. So we were approached a couple years ago about what would it take to have kind of a standalone preschool that only accepts children with special needs. What would that look like? How could we best serve that population? And so that has evolved to now a preschool that is open in Austin, Texas. It's called the Let It Shine Enrichment Academy, that does serve specifically young children with special needs or children with developmental delays that they might be 5 or 6 years old, but they're not ready for traditional kindergarten. So it's a smaller class size, a lower teacher-student ratio. Some of those students have one-on-one aides. They're really getting a high level of service and support before they even maybe enter a traditional K-8 school, whether that's public or private. And beyond that, we're always open to new ideas. So we always tell people, if you have an idea that we might be able to help on the special ed side, always ask us, because new ideas excite us and they can lead to amazing opportunities to, again, like Stacy said earlier, make that choice so that families don't have to choose between Jesus and an education, but they can get both through some of our services.
And that is really a critically important thing, to be able to give parents that opportunity to not have to make a choice between what's best academically for my child or what's best spiritually for my child. They can have the best of both in one place where they're most comfortable with having their children attend. So it is truly a blessing to be a part of a ministry like that. And Stacy, I'm going to ask a question of you now, because prior to coming to LSCM, you served in the principalship in a number of schools and had LSCM programs, so you've seen this ministry work from this side of the desk and also from the principal's desk as well. How does LSCM help the families and the students of a Lutheran school succeed in, not only academically, but succeed in life?
I mean, I can't imagine being a principal without an LSEM program now that I've, you know, done it in a number of places, and functioning without an LSEM teacher would have been very difficult. I think that connection is really important for just human beings, feeling connected and feeling loved and accepted. And I think that our Lutheran schools are exceptional, no matter if they have LSEM programs in them or not. My experience is that Lutheran schools are just very exceptional at making kids feel accepted and loved and not judged. And so that connection that we can provide and the experiences that we can give kids and teachers and families, a lot of times families that are in these situations find themselves in these situations where they have a child who has, you know, maybe more needs than another child. They feel really disconnected. They feel alone. They feel, you know, sometimes sad and lost, like they don't really know what the answer is for their child. And quite frankly, as a teacher or a principal, sometimes we don't know either how to help that child because each child is so different. So I think where the LSEM programs, the LSEM teachers and support come in and really help a child to be successful in school and society is to provide that connection, to have a safe place for a student to go where they know that they're going to be loved and accepted and that they're not sitting in a classroom where they think everybody is smarter than me, everybody gets this faster than I do, everybody, you know, this is easier for everybody than for me. And a lot of times parents feel that way too. You know, there are no other parents that have to deal with the fights that we have at night trying to get homework done that should take a half an hour, but for us takes us 2 hours or whatever. So the support that we can give to help families feel connected to their schools and feel give kids that sense of success within their classrooms really carries out into their lives and going forward, because once they have that taste of success, it's contagious and it continues, and they take that out into their life and into society going forward, and continue to enjoy that feeling of success.
Kara, in your role with LSEM, you get to work with dozens of teachers on your own staff and countless more on school faculties around the country. How do you see LSEM best supporting all of those teachers to make the biggest impacts?
Well, I think a number of different ways. One, I'll start with just any other teacher around the country that maybe is not an LSEM teacher. As I mentioned earlier, we're available for more formal professional developments. That could be just for an individual staff. It could just be for a couple individual teachers who are maybe interested in a topic. But what I've found to be, I think, the most impactful for teachers is if I'm at a conference and maybe I've done a presentation on something, maybe I'm just standing at one of our exhibit tables, being available for any teacher that's there, or even sometimes from the parent perspective, a teacher will come to me and they just need somebody to talk to about, hey, I have a student who fill in the blank is doing this. I need a student who, or I have a student, I need help with this. And then we try to support that teacher however we can with ideas. Some of them I can kind of come up with off the cuff, like, oh, try this, this, this. Others I kind of make notes and say, you know what, let me get back to you. I will find you some resources and let's continue the conversation via phone, email. We do get a lot of emails just even through our website saying, hey, I really tried to reach out to find support as a parent or as a teacher to help with this child. And sometimes it's a matter of, well, so-and-so said they could help me, but they were going to charge this kind of fee. The nice thing about what we can do via phone and email is we're happy to answer as much of those questions, as many of those questions, at no charge. And sometimes that leads to, if we're in an area, say I'm headed out to Arizona to work with some of our teachers, and there was a school out there that could really use help in observing a student, I could say to that teacher, you know what, I'm going to be in your area, or one of our directors is going to be in your area, and offer to help in person. That doesn't always work out, but we like to make that work when we can and when it's feasible. Then for our own teachers, there again, we really do the same. If they have specific situations like Stacy said, our teachers are extremely knowledgeable. But what I found is, regardless of how many students you've taught, how many different scenarios you've had, how much education you've had, there's always things you don't know. There's always going to be that student that just makes you pause and be like, wow, never encountered that before. I don't know what to do. And so there again, LSEM, with our network, those teachers can reach out to me, but I might not always have the answer too. But I can say, oh, you know what? Our teacher in Texas really knows about this subject, and make those connections. So even if it's not myself that has the answer, somebody in the ministry might. And so I think that that's part of my role, but part of what LSEM does too is have this network of people that can help and provide those answers. So we support our teachers that way, but then we also try to invest a lot in their professional development too. Whereas sometimes the conferences the rest of their staff go to really rev them up, and they're great topics, but sometimes they're not specific special ed topics. So we try to provide that special ed support through conferences we hold ourselves, or professional development events that our teachers choose to go to, or that they do in their regional groups. They might choose a topic and try to learn more about that. So those are just, again, some of the ways we really want to support our own teachers, but any teacher across the country in Lutheran education, and not even Lutheran education, Christian education, because we just want to help as much as we can and help as many students as we can.
All right. Now, Stacy, you're coming up on your third anniversary
yes.
here at LSEM. Over that time, a lot of changes, a lot of new things here. If you had to pick one thing, what would you be most personally proud of with your time here at LSEM?
I think what I'd be most proud of in the work that we've done is the total impact that we've had, and the increased number of kids that we've been able to reach out and serve. And we've done that, I think, through that attitude of just approach us, just ask. And being approachable, being in places where people are able to come up and ask us questions. Kara mentioned before being at conferences presenting or standing at an exhibit table. I think that, you know, I'm really proud of the fact that when we're presented with a challenge, we get excited about it instead of saying, no, we don't do that, sorry. I think that we can get really comfortable in Lutheran education and kind of say, this is sort of our box, and this is what we do and this is what we don't do. And sometimes we have to be honest about that and realistic. But what I'm most excited about is that we have truly an entire team of teachers and staff who look at those challenges and just say, yeah, bring it on. Let's see how we can help this child, and let's see how we can help these teachers or these families or whatever. And just the amount of, just the sheer number of kids that we've been able to help in that increase has really been astounding. And I'm really proud of our staff for being able to take that on in really what has been a pretty short amount of time.
Carol, I'll ask you the same question. What are you personally most proud of over your tenure with LSEM?
I would say two things. One kind of echoes, again, Stacy's sentiment of just that we're available. We're trying to think outside the box when we're approached with new ideas. Then with that specifically, the Let It Shine Enrichment Academy in Texas, I just feel so proud of, because whenever I'm there visiting, the teachers we have on site just do such amazing work. And when I walk in and I see those little faces, that I think, without this program, where would they be? Would there be a place for them? And you just see them interacting with the teachers, not always behaved 100% perfectly. That's who they are. But it just almost brings tears to your eyes to kind of think about the alternative for some of those kids. So that specifically just makes me super proud. And then on a larger scale, it's just our teachers in general. Again, Let It Shine is one example of that. But our teachers are just so amazing, and they have so much knowledge. And just being able to provide them with some of the tools and the resources and the network to do what they do, I think just makes all of us at LSEM look good and feel good.
All right. So, Stacy, if I'm a parent or a principal or a school leader listening to this podcast and am interested in more information or reaching out to contact LSCM, how would I go about doing that?
There are a number of ways that you can contact us. Probably the best resource that you can go to is our website. At our website, you'll find the personal contact information for each of us. You can contact Kara, you can contact me, any one of our directors, and we will definitely point you in the right direction. But even if you just dial the office at 248-419-3390, someone will put you in touch with someone that can help you in a pretty quick amount of time. But like I said, the best resource we have, and maybe you might be able to find answers that you're looking for, quick answers, on our website, and that's luthsped.org. So that's luthsped.org. And there's a wealth of information there, but beyond there, there's a lot of contact information too. So we're only a phone call or a click away, and we're ready to help at any time.
Well, thank you both for the time and the opportunity to talk a little bit about a ministry that we all obviously have in a dear place in our hearts, and continued blessings on the work that you guys do to continue to serve our students and to serve our schools in the Lutheran school community.
Absolutely.
Thanks, Rich.
And again, this has been the Lutheran Education Podcast, sponsored by Lutheran Special Education Ministries. Until next time, thank you for listening, and we look forward to speaking to you again.
Thank you for listening to the Lutheran Education Podcast, brought to you by Lutheran Special Education Ministries. To hear future episodes, please subscribe on iTunes or Stitcher. For more information on this episode's topic or any other questions regarding Lutheran education or Lutheran Special Education Ministries, please feel free to contact us at 248-419-3390 or visit our website at www.luthsped.org. You can also follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Yes, I